God is good
all the time.
All the time. Amen. The Word of God says, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, the Spirit of the Lord is in me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recover the sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. This time we'll go to God in prayer. Dave, would you lead us in the word of prayer, please? Amen. You may be seated. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recover the sight for the blind and to set the oppressed free. Now, I had a really good point I was going to make here. If Brother Charles was here this morning, so y'all going to have to remember to tell him this, okay? I'm talking about freedom when it comes to the United States of America. I'm not talking about Freedom, Kentucky, amen? But we got to remember that. That's where, for all of you don't know, Brother Charles lives in Freedom, Kentucky. But it's great to have freedom in our ability to be able to attend church this morning. Freedom to have the right to worship. Freedom and the right to understand about more of God's will. Of course, it's 4th of July. Every 4th of July is extra special. When we think about, can you imagine, 250 years. I was just thinking the other day, Lord, how times have changed, haven't they? It's changed in the last 25 years, the last 5 years. Sometimes things change in the last 5 weeks. But if you look up on July the 4th, 1776, Declaration of Independence was approved by the Continental Congress, marking the separation of the 13th North American British colonies from Great Britain. All through the vote of independence occurred on July the 2nd. The final wording of the Declaration was agreed to upon July the 4th. It was a pivotal moment in American history. This day is now celebrated as the independence of the United States of America. July the 4th, 1776. Aren't you glad today, big amen coming, aren't you glad today that day happened? Amen? Amen. I am so glad today and proud to say today that I am an American. I am proud to say that. Now, we've had our ups. What? We've had our downs. But by the grace of God, God has been able to keep that freedom ringing in our ears. I am so proud today of the men and women, boys and girls that laid down their life so that you and I could be able to have that freedom that we have today. We know one definition of being free, have freedom in life, is a power or right to act, speak or think as one wants to without hindrance or restraint. So blessed upon that today, to have that freedom that our founding fathers saw fit to us to have in our lives. We, as Christians, we are so blessed to have that freedom. We are so blessed to be able to have that freedom in our hearts, in our life. But beyond that, we can also realize that we have freedom in living in the United States of America, but there was somebody else that gave you a whole lot of freedom. You realize that? Somebody else that laid the path and the work so that we may have freedom as the things we're going to talk about this morning, freedom to be able to do. We realize that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ died upon an old rugged cross for you and what? And for me. Where that I was able to have the freedom to be able to walk away from sin and strife in my heart and in my life. We all said a big amen today that I'm proud to be an American. I'm also proud to be able to call myself a Christian today. Amen? Amen. Proud of that. That Jesus was willing to fight the fight and bear the weight of the cross and die upon an old rugged cross and have those nails put into his hands and those thorns placed upon his head and his side to be pierced. Jesus died upon that cross so that you could have the freedom that you have in serving him today. Freedom since that time. Praise be to God for this. That freedom that God gave us costs the same today as it costs the day he died upon the cross. It is free to all. if we're willing to listen and hear that call of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that gives us the direction that we need in our life. So what kind of freedoms does it give you? As Americans, we have a lot of good freedoms, and it's thrown out a lot. We have the freedom of speech, and sometimes, what? That's good, and sometimes it's a little rough. We have all kinds of freedoms that we have in our lives because of the way that men and women lay down their hearts and lives for us to be able to have that freedom. But what do we have as Christians? When Jesus died upon that cross, what freedoms did He bestow upon each and every one of us? I'm going to start out with a big one today. You have freedom to pray. Aren't you glad of that? Freedom to pray. Over in 1 Thessalonians, verse 5, verse 16, it says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Isn't it wonderful today to be able to say, wonderful to say today, that you have the opportunity to pray, that you have the freedom to pray, that you have the opportunity? What is so great about Jesus, you never call Him and get a voicemail, do you? You have a hotline straight to Him. And no matter how many prayers are being offered all throughout the world about all different kinds of issues that are going on in the world, aren't you glad today, and should put a big smile on your face today, aren't you glad today that God takes time enough to hear your prayer? To hear your prayer. Some people say, well, as we talked about in Sunday school this morning, well, Brother Paul, they're taking prayers out of school, and they're trying to take prayers out of everywhere. There is one thing that they cannot do. They cannot stop you from bowing your head and praying to God, can they? They can't do it. They can try all different types of things out in the world, but your prayer is between you and who? And God. And praise be to God. Have you ever had that prayer time in your life when you prayed and you were in had so many issues that was going on in your life, and those things seemed so big to you, and you had no idea how that you were going to be able to overcome those things? Isn't it a blessing today when God answers your prayers? When you see it happen, when you see God open doors, when you see God, this healing power that takes place. Scripture there says, pray continually. What does that mean? Does that mean that you're in prayer all the time? That means, I believe to myself, you're in constant communication with God, aren't you? And whatever you're doing, you're praying to God and you're asking God to remember and to help you in our lives. I remember as a young boy growing up as a preacher's kid. I've said this many times before. If you looked up the definition of poor, they would say, see the Mills family. We were poor. We didn't have anything. Dad preached and had a little bit of things. People would bring us things out of the garden and different things for us to be able to eat. We just didn't have much there. And I remember many times hearing my mama at the kitchen table praying this prayer. Dear Lord, take care of my family. Dear Lord, we got some struggles going on right now, but dear Lord, take care of my family. And I remember Dad would look at Mom and say, honey, we don't have enough money for the water bill this month. But we don't have enough bill for the electric this month. We don't have enough for this, so we don't have enough for the other. Guess what? Now, my memory's slipping, but I never remember a day that we went without electricity. That somehow, some way, praise be to God, those answered prayers from God. Today, not sure where you are, not sure what struggles that you have in your life today, not sure what struggles are going on in your life, or maybe your family's life or friends' life around about you, but the God that heard and answered your prayer once is the same God that you can pray again. Is the same God that you can turn to and ask God to deliver you and bring you through. And I believe today here at Bethlehem, we believe in the power of prayer, don't we? And we believe that's what our Christianity is based upon, in being able to listen to God. Also, one of the great things that you have in the freedom of Jesus dying upon that old rugged cross for you is the freedom to read your Bibles. The freedom to read your Bibles. Over in Psalms 119, 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path." Isn't that something? What does that say to you when you hear that scripture? "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path." You know, as you think about all the different places that you have been in your life, in your time upon this earth, we've all went through some different directions to get to where we are here today, haven't we? All different types of directions that have happened in your life. You lived in this state, or went in other countries, or you've been here, or you've been there. But what is so great about the Word of God when I hear that scripture this morning is I truly believe from the day that you are brought into this world that God has a plan for you, doesn't He? He does. He has a direction that He thinks your life is going to go, and He's hoping that you would do that. When I read that scripture this morning, it says to me that the Word of God is the one that's going to give you the direction that you need. That the Word of God is there for you to read and understand more about what God has in store for you. I remember hearing my dad say this many times, and it took me a little while to understand what it all meant. But my dad would say the Bible is the inspired Word of God. The inspired Word of God. What does that mean to you? And what does that mean to me? I believe truly today that you can open up your Bible and read one scripture and it talks to you one way. Things change in your life. You read that same scripture and what? Speaks entirely different to you the next day. That's because God says, "This is the scripture that I need you to read, and this is the scripture that I need for you to understand the path that you need to be on in your life." Sheila and I have got a whole lot of Bibles over at our house. They're about anywhere, and now people can have them on their phones and have them anywhere and everywhere. My most precious Bible that I have, well, I've got two precious Bibles. One of them is on my back in the back in my office. I've got a precious Bible that's there. But also, and Joe Murphy even rescued that for me one time, didn't you, Joe Murphy? But what my other most precious Bible is the Bible that my dad had when he preached. And most people wouldn't want it. They'd look at it and they'd say, "Oh, it's messed up. It's got markings in it and it's got all these things." And I remember the first time that Sheila saw it, she was like, "What in the world is that?" My dad's oldest Bible that we had, it has duct tape down the side of it. And it's not a pretty black duct tape. It's that gray duct tape, you know. Looks like it's held together. It looks like if you pick up one thing, it just fall apart and everything be gone. But my dad preached on that for years, and he was one of those Bible-thumping preachers. He would have his Bible, and he'd throw it down here. He'd walk around here and throw it down over here and all those type of things. And that Bible, I look at that Bible, it's not saying, "Oh, it's something, oh, that's an eyesore," or that's just terrible that somebody would treat that Bible like that. I believe that that shows that Bible was what? It was used. It was used. And you could tell it was used because it had on every page, almost every page throughout that Bible, you would find something that Dad had heard or just a little scribble that he had put in there. I believe that it's great to have Bibles. Wonderful to have Bibles, but it's much better when you have a Bible that's used. When you turn to God and you say, "God, I don't understand something. I don't understand." And if you have a preacher, you come to a preacher and you ask the preacher a certain question, you have to be careful, don't you? Because, are y'all ready for this? It's going to take you all by surprise. Preachers don't know everything. Oh, what? A good preacher will say, "Let's see what the Word of God says. Let's see what God says that we need to do. So today I'm glad I have the freedom to pray, and I'm glad I have the freedom to read my Bibles. Next, we have the freedom to worship openly. We have the freedom to worship openly. Over in Psalms 95, beginning with verse 6, it says, "Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are His people, out of His pasture, the flock under His care. Today, if only you would hear His voice." We should never, ever, ever take for granted. There's a lot of things I believe that we take for granted by living in the United States of America, aren't you? A lot of things. There's a lot of kids that don't have running water or electric out in the world. There's a lot of people that don't have a whole lot of things. But one of the greatest things as Christians that we can do is when we walk through the doors back there, I don't know how many times I've walked through those doors, but it's been a whole bunch of times. Every time that I am able to walk through those doors back there, you know what? I have the opportunity to worship God. And I have the opportunity to worship and tell others about God. I think one of the things that we take for granted a whole lot, and I know we always look to Brother Charles for this, but Brother Charles is not here today. I believe as Christians, when we hear about the opportunity to testify, we should what? Have glory in our hearts and say, "Jesus, thank you so much for the freedom to be able to worship you." I'm glad today there's a whole lot of different denominations out in the world today, aren't they? It's a whole bunch of them. And some of them, I saw the writing on the wall a few years ago. Some of them are going through some of the same problems we had a few years ago, and they're realizing it wasn't just the United Methodist Church, that every denomination has some problems. But one of the things I want to tell you, and you make sure you listen to this, because if you go anywhere else, I believe that when you worship, it should be in worshiping like God wants us to worship. When we put ourselves first, that's not worship. When we don't come prepared, that's not worship. When we worship, and praise be to God that you have the freedom for this, when you worship, you talk to God and God gives you that worship in your heart and in your life. You might say, "Well, Brother Paul, are you saying that you can only worship at church?" No. I believe you can worship right in your car, can't you? I believe you can worship at your house. I believe you can worship wherever you are when you have that time of talking to God. Also this morning, we have the freedom to ask Jesus into our heart. Aren't you glad of that? We have the freedom to ask Jesus into our heart. Over in Luke chapter 19, beginning with verse 8, it says, "But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, 'Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if you cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount.' Jesus said to him, 'Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the lost son of man came to seek and to save the lost.'" The freedom to be able to ask Jesus into your heart. What is so amazing about that when you think about Zacchaeus? Because Zacchaeus made the change. Scripture says his whole family made a change, didn't he? Because what Zacchaeus did, salvation not only came to his heart, but it also came to all of his family. And aren't you glad today to know that you have the freedom to allow Jesus to come into your heart and into your life? You don't have to write a check for it, do you? You don't have to be on a waiting list. You don't have to pre-order. You don't have to do anything. When you have the freedom to say, "Right now, Jesus, I am inviting you to come into my heart and into my life." And right at that moment, He has the freedom to save your soul. And last this morning, the freedom to stand before others and to be baptized. The freedom to stand before others and be baptized. We are so blessed. I'm going to get all my additions up here, but in the past month, as we go into next week, we're going to have 6 people that's been baptized. Amen? Well, boy, we need to do better than that, don't we? Praise be to God. We've had 6 people that's going to be baptized in this past month. Amen? That's a blessing. There is some churches that goes months without having anybody baptized. There are some churches that go years without having anybody baptized. But praise be to God, God has blessed us here at this church. And you might say, oh, Brother Paul, everything's going great. You're doing a great job. No. It's only by the grace of God, isn't it? God blesses who He wants to bless. And God gives to others that are willing to receive Him the opportunity to stand before others. Isn't that a blessing to know that you're able to stand and you're able to be baptized, you're able to join churches, you're able to do all those things simply because Jesus died upon an old rugged cross for you and for me to give me the freedom that I have in my life. Well, today, big amen. Y'all ready? Take a deep breath. I'm proud to be an American. Amen? Amen? Praise be to God today. I'm proud to be a Christian too. Amen? Amen. 2 freedoms that came in different ways. Our founding fathers gave up a lot, and a lot of people have shed a lot of blood to give us that first freedom. But that second freedom that Jesus offers to us was when He died upon that old rugged cross for you and for me. So today you have a freedom to do a whole lot of things. You have the freedom to sing with Joe and Laurie this morning. That's a great freedom to be able to do that. You have the freedom while we're singing that last song to, you have the freedom to pray and be talking to God, asking for God's help and God's deliverance from certain things in your life. You have that right today. Maybe Jesus has talked to you today and is saying about you turning your heart and life over to Him. Wouldn't that be a blessing on a 250th anniversary of our country for you to be able to say, I ask Jesus Christ into my heart and into my life. Also, maybe today, we've got, Mark's got the water looking pretty over here. We've got 2 that's going to be baptized. If there's someone else that would like to be baptized this morning, maybe that's that freedom that you want to partake of and hear that call of God. Whatever that freedom is saying to you today, listen to Him as we have our closing song. Show the Lord.